Now we have Meg Staton talking about hardwood genomics projects.
Thanks. Hi. I should start by doing a bit of a plug for the software system that we use to develop genetic and genomic databases. It's called Triple, and I will be talking about it a bit more later on this afternoon in our SP session. But basically, as we do our development, we're trying to make the code reusable and applicable across lots of databases that are housing data from lots of horticultural crops. So just because I do hardwoods, we're hoping that what we're doing will actually be much more broadly applicable. And so Triple has been around since probably about 2009, with the goal of simplifying construction of these databases, enabling individual labs and research communities to build their own websites, encouraging high quality and standards, and to expand and reuse code. Fortunately, it has worked out quite well. So Triple is currently powering completely or partially all of these databases. So I think that's really good news for the horticultural community, because we're going to be a lot more efficient and we're going to be able to share and data a lot more easily. We're also starting to let some insect groups in on the action as well. So it's been very exciting. The i5K workspace is working with us. So my particular pet project is the Hardwood Genomics Project. This is our website. I don't know if you have been there before. If you have been there quite a while ago and haven't been back recently, we had a major facelift. I hired an awesome young new developer, and he said, okay, project one, we need to fix it, make it look better. I was like, okay, that sounds great to me. So he did a wonderful job. We're currently housing data from 22 different species. Some of the ones that we have the most data for are the Chinese chestnut, black walnut, green ash, and northern red oak. However, you'll see on the side there's lots of other species listed, including a number of ornamental crops, nut crops, and other forest trees of interest. If you click on a species, you can easily figure out what kind of data we're storing about that species by looking at this sidebar. So in this case, for green ash, we're storing information. We have some biomaterials that were probably used for sequencing, some analysis reports for genontology terms, some information about libraries, back libraries or CDNA libraries, genetic physical maps, so all sorts of things you can easily find on the sidebar. People probably come the most often to the site for genomes and transcriptomes. We currently have 4 reference genomes available. That includes the Chinese chestnut, the English walnut, the European ash, and the valley oak. We are working on adding Populus trichocarpa. Populus is being one of our main model organisms. Lots of important data there. A lot of it's in phytosome, but we're starting to work with groups that have data that isn't in phytosome. They'd like to store it, so we will be working on that. There are a number of ways to interface with these genomes. We'll have an information page. One of the things we try to do, if you're interested in contributing data, I'm very committed to making sure that the original authors get proper attribution and that citations are going back to the original authors. So we always start any page, if we have a publication, if we can cite the authors, if we can send them to the author's webpage, we like to do that. We also will link to JBrowse and give you a lot of assembly statistics. So if you're just trying to figure out, maybe I'm not interested in this, maybe I am, how are some ways I can make some decisions, we try to give you that sort of information. Lots of downloads, so any type of data that we can get our hands on, we will create flat files and make them available for download. And we work with JBrowse. We have JBrowse instances up for all of our genomes. And we try to do a lot with markers, variants, RNA-seq. For Chinese chestnut, we have aligned American chestnut reads so that you can explore the differences between the species. For English walnut, we have aligned the black walnut transcriptome. Again, so if you're trying to cross between species, you can do that. We have a BLAST browser up. You can BLAST to gene sequences or to genomic scaffolds. It's pretty nice. We like it a lot. It has been supported by a number of different Triple developers, and we'll try to build a nice visualization and show you how your reads map onto the genome. So if there's splicing, if there's gaps, you can visualize that. And then the second largest set of data we have after genomes is transcriptomes. We have a number of reference transcriptomes, all of which have been de novo assembled. some by my lab, some by the Carlson lab at Penn State, some by various other people. So if you see any species on here that you're interested in, we are housing the transcriptome data. And it's similar to the genome data in that you can search the genes, you can look at functional annotation, you can blast, all of those sorts of things. I want to highlight some newer updates for the database that I think are going to make it much more user-friendly. The first thing is Elasticsearch software. Elasticsearch is a great company. They have an awesome open source search engine, and it works like Google. We love it because you type in a word, it's going to actually be like, you misspelled kinase. I think what you mean is kinase. And so it's a very smart search engine. So we have implemented it as part of our Triple software. Great for administrators. You can search all different types of content in the website, whether it's a page or an outreach project or a gene. It's going to be able to search all of that. We're finding it much easier for our software developers to use, and we can build really nice advanced search forms. So if you come to the main page, there's a giant Google-esque search box, search for anything. But we also have some of these custom transcript search as an example, where you can filter by organism. Maybe you know the sequence unique name. Maybe you know you want a certain blast description match. So kind of these advanced search forms are also now available. The results, one of the things we're also very excited about, when you get results back, it's going to try to give you some idea about what those results might be. So if I type in green ash, it's going to tell me I know of one institution that's associated with green ash. I have some expression data. I have some unigenes. I have some biomaterials. There's an outreach project that has the keyword green ash. So we'll allow you to filter and hopefully get to the type of content you're actually interested in. Another new module that I think is going to be really great for the community is housing RNA-seq data. I think we're doing a surprisingly poor job of that as a community. There's lots and lots of great RNA-seq papers out there. It is sometimes very hard to get to the data. If you have a gene of interest, it's hard to drill down in the 8 different papers that might have assayed it and see what they're saying. You're digging through supplemental material, which may or may not even exist. A lot of times the raw data is in NCBI, but that's not very helpful unless you want to reanalyze it from the ground up. So you thought there's a big need in this area. So we do soup to nuts on RNA-seq projects. You can go explore the original biomaterials. This is an example from Green Ash looking at an ozone experiment. You can browse all of the materials, click on them, figure out, and we do ontology-driven, what's the tissue, what's the development stage, who submitted this, how much data was produced. And then if you go to a gene or a transcript of interest, we build you a nice little bar chart, and you can hover your mouse over each bar, and it will tell you what that biomaterial was. And so this will give you an idea of what you're looking at. I think this gene was something that was pretty highly expressed in a number of different stress tissues. So we were seeing it very highly expressed in heat and cold and drought and not so much in our control tissues. So that was interesting. And all this is very interactive. You can sort. You can change how the fields are, how the bars are arranged. So maybe useful for a publication or a presentation. We have also built an expression visualization tool so that you can paste in a list of your favorite genes, and it will build you a nice heat map. It sucks normalized gene expression values out of the database to build the heat map. You can still click through on the side back to your genes and see what's going on. This was a great heat shock protein that showed up very brightly only in our heat stress sample. So again, it was just a nice example. You can zoom, you can download, you can interact with it. We're very excited to start adding many new types of data over the next 2 years. We are currently hosting a few descriptive pages about germplasms and mapping populations. So any sort of collection of plant material, if you just want to throw it up there and have some so that people know that it exists and have your contact information, we're always happy to do that. We're always adding genetic maps, genotypes, and phenotypes. We do not have yet, but we're working on orthologs amongst the tree species, and some comparative structural genomics. So all of that it should be coming soon. And one of the most exciting things that should be up before the end of 2017 is a Galaxy server. So you can bring your own data, pull data out of the Hardwoods genomic database or any other Triple database, and put it into a Galaxy workflow. So again, hoping that people can actually do analysis, not just get their hands on their data, but actually extract some meaning from it. If you have any requests for data to be added or shared, please contact me. We do not have Wi-Fi down here, which is very unfortunate, but there's Wi-Fi in the lobby, so if you want a live demo, if you want to know how does this work, please show me. I'm happy to do that. We can run over to the lobby. So with that, I should thank my lab. They are all wonderful. We're at the University of Tennessee, and they work very hard on all of these projects. And also my collaborators in Triple, which include folks from Washington State, University of Connecticut, and the University of Kentucky, and the NSF for their support. With that, I'll take any questions. Okay, great. Yeah, we have kind of our standard procedure, which is to use SwissProt, and Trimble has actually, the protein databases have gotten so incredibly big that we filter it to just plant transcripts from Trimble, and then we do InterproScan, and InterproScan will give us the KEG IDs and the gene ontology terms, and right now that's about the that's all we really do. Jill Wegerson is developing a new functional annotation pipeline that she's hoping to share with the Triple community, so we may be getting something more sophisticated soon. We'll also run PFAM if people are interested. But that's our standard annotation pipeline. Sure. So we do pathway enrichment analysis. So if I have two of the people in my lab do transcriptome projects, they are not database people, they are transcriptome people, and they will do pathway analysis themselves. We don't do it for a big public experiment that we're loading into the database, just because it's actually surprisingly difficult to get really meaningful metadata about the biomaterials and to know whether or not you're applying the statistics correctly, which is something that's difficult, and we try to contact study authors and get as much information about those materials as possible, but I'm sometimes nervous about that. We were talking about storing that information if somebody wants to send it to us along with the publication and say, you know, here's my pathway enrichment, please tag it on the website. We could do that. Yeah. Any other questions?